to hear. We have a story out of Fortune, and it tells the story. California is done. The home buyer is done. The home seller is done. As a matter of fact, people are throwing in the towel. But I want to tell you a story. I'm going to read you a news story, and then I'm going to tell you the facts, what you're not being told in the mass media, all right? Stories out of Fortune. It says, impossibly high home prices are feudalizing California as unaffordable housing markets pose existential threat to middle class, study says. Now, it's really important to understand that the mass media wants to give you a line of total crap. Let me stand by real quick. It's really important to understand this because the mass media wants to lead you a certain way. And I'm here to tell you that this is not the answer. What they're about to sell you, and then I'm going to sell you something. And that's a little bit of hope in yourself. It says there are unaffordable housing markets, and then there are impossibly unaffordable markets, four of which are in California, a recent study said. The housing crisis represents an obstacle to upward mobility, and the Golden State risks suffering from especially acute stratification, according to an annual Demographia International Housing Affordability Report. Jesus, big words piss me off. Which was produced by Chapman University in California and the Frontier Center for Public Policy in Canada. Yeah, I really did read that. Good news. Canada's telling California how the housing market's going. High housing prices relative to incomes are having a distinctly feudalizing impact on our home state of California, where the primary victims are young people, minorities, and immigrants, wrote Chapman's Joel Kotkin. He says restrictive housing policies may be packaged as progressive, but in social terms, their impact could be better categorized as regressive. Let me stop and just tell you what's going on. The government has spent money out of control. They're trying to convince you to vote a certain way, to vote you prosperity, but what is happening through debt, they're destroying your life. People are so sad. They're saddened by the fact that they can't afford a home. But you know what's really cool? This exact same thing happened in 2005. I lived through it. And the fact of the matter is, the sun's going to come out tomorrow because there's a good old-fashioned economic crash coming your way. And it's going to affect housing prices. As a matter of fact, the government's doing a really good job of hiding these facts right in front of your eyes. They don't want to tell you the truth. But even the other day, the CEO of Redfin, a company that thrives on the fact that you think that the economy is doing well, so that you'll buy and sell homes so they can make money, came out and said, not only are housing prices falling, they're going to keep falling through summer. Those are the spring and summer, the two most amazing times to sell a home. That's when the velocity picks up. Transactions happen faster because people are out there buying and selling, but everything's crashing. Look, I'll tell you right now, there's 24 hours left of the Mortgage Master course, a course that's going to show you how to be ready for this crash, or you could sit on the sidelines and listen to the mainstream media. Fact of the matter is, it all comes down to who you listen to. How many of you, type one, if you understand the concept of hanging out with or listening to someone that's more successful than you, and then you will become more successful when you start to listen to his or her point of view. It's funny because most people don't do that. They follow people on mainstream media that have no freaking clue. They have no skin in the game. Most real estate agents, honestly, by a percentage, don't even own their own home, but they're super eager to sell you a home. Right now, the mass media is telling you it's all done, it's over. You're not going to be able to afford a house. But with a little bit of patience and a lot of work, because I honestly believe that everyone in this nation should own a home, but quite frankly, not everyone deserves a home. Why? Because home ownership is a task. It costs money. It takes work. But when you put in the work and the time, you make lots of money. It says here, the trend toward increasing density was geared toward reducing reliance on cars and freeways. Remember all of the freedoms that the state of California wants to rob from their citizens? And making neighborhoods more walkable. But the report said, while such policies were well-intentioned, the results in land prices being 8 to 20 times higher in urban containment boundaries than outside of them. Look, it's like a libtard writing this. In determining affordability, the report looked at 94 markets in Australia, Canada, China, Ireland, New Zealand, I screwed that one up, Singapore, the UK, and the US. Well, that's a bunch of pretty much socialist slash communist countries. And then you got the US, which is on its way. Comparing the median home price in each location against the median income. A price to income ratio of 3 and below was deemed affordable, with higher ratios corresponding to worsening levels of unaffordability. The ratio of 9 or above was labeled impossibly unaffordable. Of the 11 cities in that category, 4 of them are in California. Well, it makes sense. You see, the sad thing is that most people don't understand is that this world is directed through the media. Whether it be the internet of today, or television of the 80s and 90s, or print of the 60s and 70s, most people follow people that look famous, appear to be famous, they seem to know something, but they really have no skin in the game. Fact of the matter is, this is the most amazing time of your life, and you have a choice. Are you gonna be a little patient, gain some knowledge, skills, and ability, and wait? Or are you gonna be like the ones that are racing out there and buying things only to lose them, like I saw with so many people in 2005, 2006, and 2007? The most amazing opportunity of your life is sitting right in front of you, but you have to be patient, and you have to be prepared. Choice is yours. Type 2 if you wanna be prepared and patient. Type 3 if you just want a house right now. You want the American dream. That's what the government, Congress, past presidents, big corporations have been selling you, a lie this whole time. They want you to get in there through debt. And I understand that debt is the easiest path to home ownership. And it's important to understand how to take out debt to make money. But sadly, no one's taught that. I'm going to teach it. If you want to take a bet on me for the next 24 hours, Mortgage Master course and the Mortgage Master 2.0, the Investor Series, it's the pre-filming discount. I'm almost completely finished. As of tomorrow, that discount goes away forever. If you want to go try me out, try it. I didn't really pass high school. I didn't finish college. I didn't even get a GED. But I became a millionaire when I was 26. I started reading books on how to make money, how to build wealth, leadership. And I understood something that most of this nation didn't, and now it's time to wake up the nation. And that is, you don't need academia. You don't need these amazing degrees. You don't need to vote one way or the other to be successful. You just need to think like successful people. If you want to try it, it's right there. The greatest opportunity is in front of you. And if you are prepared now, over the next 6 months, I can guarantee you, you're going to email me, you'll message me, you'll let me know somehow that it was all worth it. And you're going to absolutely crush it. I don't want to do this alone. It's no fun winning when you're a party of one. I'm ready to go lead the greatest party in the world. We're going to go crush it during this crash. The banks aren't getting the houses. We are. Check it out down below if you want it. The Economic Ninja is out.